It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Just after lunch on a perfect spring-like afternoon this past week, Eric and I had to go out to the supermarket for some essentials. As we drove past the chicken coop, Eric noticed something odd. I wonder why the chickens aren't out in the yard on such a beautiful day. I slowed the car to look and immediately noticed that there was indeed just one chicken outside in the yard. Unfortunately, it had been reduced to a pile of bones and feathers. "Oh, not another one," I moaned. It's a sad commentary on the perils faced by the chickens here that I've gotten pretty good at knowing what killed them. It was clear that the deaths at the beginning of winter, and again while Steve was farm-sitting in February, were caused by either a weasel or a possum. This time, I knew immediately that the culprit was a bird of prey. How did I know? Well, first, time of day. It was broad daylight when it happened. Weasels and possums tend to sneak around to do their evil deeds at night, and I find the victims first thing in the morning. Second, location. This chicken was out in the yard, about 30 feet from the front door of the coop. The possum and weasel victims tend to be inside the front door of the coop because, unlike predatory birds, weasels and possums come inside. Third, the state of the corpse. Both the weasel and the possum tend to bite the head off the bird, but then leave much of the corpse behind. This chicken was thoroughly demolished. And finally, the reaction of the chickens. I speculate that weasels and possums must quietly grab their victims while the birds are asleep, because the other chickens seem oblivious and go about business as usual the next morning. But when a bird of prey swoops in, it chases and kills the chickens in a great spasm of violence. The others are traumatized, run inside, hide under their roosting platform in the back corner of the coop, and often hesitate to go back out into the yard for days. Unless, that is, I'm around, and they trust that predators will not attack in my presence. Knowing that the chickens had taken refuge, I saw no reason to attend to the carcass right away. But when we got back from the market and I entered the chicken yard, I was kind of shocked, because I saw not only the remains of the victim, but also a very live predator. There it was, a red-tailed hawk, in the back corner of the yard, looking simultaneously vicious in a kind of about-to-attack mode, and panicked. It was easy enough to figure out how it got in. When we netted the roof of the yard last summer, we did not do the far east end because it was covered with a dense network of wisteria vines. It didn't seem necessary to net where a natural barrier shielded that area, making it invisible and affording little place for swooping in. Now, however, with the leaves gone and some of the branches trimmed off, the shield was gone. At the same time, there was enough netting up that the hawk couldn't quite figure out how to get back out of the yard. I had the murderer, in a sense, at my mercy. I was tempted to catch it in a poultry net and do away with it. I was deterred, however, by knowing that raptors are a protected species, and by my fear that I might not be a match for this vicious-looking creature. My ineptitude at killing had been demonstrated just a few months ago with the possum. After three successive nights of chicken losses, I went into the coop and noticed out of the corner of my eye the possum hiding in the back corner. I suddenly understood why my extra security at the front door of the coop had not worked. The murderer was not coming back each night. It had instead taken up residence inside. Assuming that possums did not have the legal protections hawks do, although I've since read some conflicting information on that, I went and got a shovel, intent on bashing the offender to death. But its location in that back corner under a 2-foot-deep roosting platform made it very hard to get at. It proved agile, too, at moving to other inaccessible places. After 10 minutes of me chasing it around, it scampered up the back wall into a space between the plywood interior wall and the exterior siding, and from there, I assume, outside. it didn't return for several months. Is attempted murder of a possum a criminal offense? Will this confession send me to the hoosegow, or is there a defensive crime of passion, like in an Italian opera? Anyway, I wasn't going to chance any of that with this hawk. Instead, I closed the front door of the chicken coop and opened the yard's front gate. I tried to get behind the hawk and coax it to fly out that gate. Instead, it flew to the opposite end of the yard. When I got in back of it at that end, it flew right past the front gate again, back to the east end with the wisteria vines where I had initially found it. Then, in a panic, it managed to force its way out through the vines. I'm hopeful that, like the possum, it will be deterred from further visits by the memory of being trapped in the yard for a couple of hours and me chasing it. As is so often true, nonviolent solutions may be the most prudent. Steve recently sent me a weird YouTube video of chickens on pasture running around in protective rolling cages of plastic latticework. That would be ridiculously tedious work getting each chicken buckled in and released daily. Instead, I'm just putting up more aerial netting over the end of the yard.
Agriculture is underwritten by Tricana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.